感谢主，我们今天还有这么多人可以来。
Praise the Lord, many of us could make it here today.
我想啊，从来好像也没有冰封过这么久。
I don't remember we've been snowing for so long.
但是给我很好的时间，能够在家里好好的准备。
But it's a good opportunity for me to just stay home and prepare for this.
我不记得是几月了，大概是十月，我做了第一次的分享，就是介绍耶和华的节期。
Probably it was in October that I have shared the introduction to the Feast of Jehovah.
我想我现在稍微简单的提一下，免得有人上次没有来。
I just want to go briefly over the introduction.
我们在那个介绍里面就提到神今天的工作。
In that introduction, we mentioned about what God is doing today.
你我活在世上几十年，到底有什么真实的意义？
For the many years that God allow us to live on earth, what's the meaning of that?
神又到底在做什么？
What indeed, what on earth is he doing?
因为我想不但是不信的人，连信主的人都在问，为什么要有苦难？为什么要有魔鬼？
Not only the non-believers, but all the children of God sometimes we will have the question, why is there Satan? Why is there suffering?
我想这个答案我慢慢意识到，就是今天神是在做，实在是在做一个爆破性的工作。
Gradually, I understand that the Lord is actually doing something, a very drastic work among us.
他是要把我们从属地的带到属天的。
He wants to bring us from the level on earth to heaven.
从今世要带到来世。
From this life to eternity.
我们上次也读了很多，就是关于旧造和新造的事情。
We've also learned a lot about the old self, the old creation, and the new creation.
神要把我们从这个旧造，就是我们现在所熟悉的，一生下来很熟悉的这个旧造。
The Lord will bring us out of this old creation that we are familiar with.
他要把我们变化，经过很爆破性的工作，把我们带到那个新造的里面。
After his powerful work, he will bring us into the new creation.
这个是他今天在我们身上所做的工作。
That's what he's doing today.
因为你如果仔细去看圣经，这实在都是神自己的惨难，生产之难。
If you read through the Bible, you will see this is the pain of childbearing.
是神自己的。
It's of God.
我们只不过在里面跟他一起有份而已。
We're just having a little part in this.
我想最苦的还是主自己。
I think the one who suffered most is the Lord himself.
那么约和华的节期在旧约里神只定规了七个。
For the feast of Jehovah, the Lord has set only seven of them.
今天犹太人有许多的节期。
Today among the Jewish people, there are many festivals.
但是耶和华在旧约里只定规了七个。
But in the Old Testament, the Lord has only set seven of them.
这个是他所有的，他所定的，他自己的节期。
These are the time that he set for himself.
他就勾画出一个他工作的一个轮廓。
Those festivals, those feasts, picture a frame of his work.
那很多的人就讲到跟主耶稣救赎有关，跟他自己的有关系。
Many people say that this has a close relationship with the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
我们上次都讲过了。
We've been through this last time.
但是我想我的感动是在讲我们个人成长的方面。
But what has been on my heart is we want to talk about the growth of our Christian life.
因为这一个工作的轮廓就表明一个基督徒生长的一个过程。
Because the framework shows us the progress of our growth as a Christian.
这个就是旧约的事情，尤其节期等等这些什么安息日、月朔，都是一个影儿。
All these feasts in the Old Testament time is a shadow.
它的实体今天已经来到。
And the reality has come today.
那我们看一下节期这个本来的意思是appointed times, 就是指定的一些日子。
The meaning of a feast is a appointed times, is an appointed meeting.
或者是一个规定的一个约会。
Or just an appointed meeting.
这就是讲到说神所指定与人相会的一个时间。
That's the time that the Lord has set for him to meet with us.
那这个时间呢，是神自己他按着以色列人他的农事的情况。
The time is set according to the agriculture progress of the Jewish people.
神就亲自精心地挑选，决定他们的前后次序还有日期。
He has carefully chosen these seven feasts according to their agriculture and then what's on his heart.
地点是圣经上说是耶和华你神所选择要立为他名的居所。
And the Bible says the location is the place where the Lord chooses to establish his name.
那我们知道后来就是指着耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And we know this is the temple of Jerusalem.
那今天当然意思就是说我们在基督里才能与神相交，才能与他约会。
Today we know it's only in Christ that we may have communion with the Lord.
那这七个节期呢，有逾越节、除酵节、初熟节、五旬节。
The seven feasts include Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of First Fruits, and Feast of Weeks, the Pentecost.
这四个前面是成为一个阶段。
The first four is in one category.
And 下面三个是吹角节、赎罪日和祝棚节。
And the following three are Feast of Trumpets, Day of Atonement, and Feast of Booths.
那在这个期间，因为逾越节和除酵节是紧接着来的，就是第二天开始，所以呢，通常这两个就称为，要么就是称为逾越节，要么就统称为除酵节。
Because Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, they are just like together in one week. So sometimes it's called in one term, either as Passover or the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
那么五旬节再加上五旬节和祝棚节这三个节期呢，就被称为朝圣的节期。
The Passover, the Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacle is called the Pilgrim Festival.
那这三个节期呢，神规定以色列所有的男丁必须要上耶路撒冷。
It's the Lord commands that all the male of the Israelites they have to come to Jerusalem to keep this three festivals.
那么今天我们就来思想一下这个逾越节。
Today we will focus on the Passover.
这个是主耶稣要成就他这个爆破性大功的第一个步骤。
This is the first step of his drastic work.
因为我们生下来我们都是在旧造的里面。
We were all born in the old creation.
但是如果我们接受他做我们的救主的话，
But when we receive him as our savior,
接受他在逾越节所为我们成就的，
We will receive what he has accomplished on Passover.
就好像让接受耶稣诞生在我们的心里面一样。
It's like receiving the Lord Jesus. He will be born in our heart.
我们里面就有一个新造的生命。
We will have this new creation in us, new life.
他在2000年前的诞生对我们来讲是个客观的事实。
His birth about 2000 years ago is an objective fact.
但是如果我们接受他的话呢，那他就来到我们的心里面。
But if we receive him, he will come into our heart.
那他的生命对我们来讲就变成一个主观的事实了。
And his life in us become a personal experience.
那这个时候也就是我们从旧造开始进入新造的第一步。
That's the first step for us to leave the old creation and into this new creation.
好，我们下面看一段圣经，我们就可以看一下这个节期怎么来的。
Please turn to our Bible, then we will see how Passover come to be.
在出埃及记十二章
Please turn to Exodus chapter 12
一到十四节
Verses 1 through 14
出埃及记十二章一到十四节
Exodus 12, 1 through 14
我们英文念单数节好不好中文念双数节我们把它念完
We will read the odd verse in English and the even verse in Chinese We will read through these 14 verses
然后我们到特别到第三节和第五节的时候请你们仔细听一下它的英文。
Please focus on verse 3 and verse 5, how it says, how it's worded in English. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt,
你们要以本月为正月为一年之首。
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the 10th of this month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves, according to their father's household, a lamb for each household.
若是一家的人太少，吃不了一只羊羔， 本人就要和他隔壁的邻舍共取一只，你们预备羊羔要按着人数和饭量计算。
Your lamb shall be an unblemished male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.
要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。
Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which they eat it.
当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。
Do not eat any of it raw or boiled at all with water, but rather roast it with fire, both its head and its legs along with its entrails.
不可剩下一点留到早晨，若留到早晨，要用火烧了。
Now you shall eat it in this manner, with your loin girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神，我是耶和华。
The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。这个就是神指示摩西的话。
This is what the Lord commanded Moses.
这个时候呢，以色列人因为他们下了埃及，大概已经住了四百年。
At this moment, the Israelite has been in Egypt about 400 years.
那在这最后的一百多年的时候，他们就沦为奴隶。
In the last 100 some years, they are in slavery.
那神就听见他们哀哭的声音。
And the Lord heard their cry for help.
就打发了摩西去把他们领出埃及。
So he sent Moses to lead them out of Egypt.
但是法老非常顽梗。
But Pharaoh was very stubborn.
不放他们走。
He won't let them go.
所以神就前后就降了九灾。
So the Lord sent 9 plagues to the Egyptian.
但是第九灾是一个大黑暗的灾，这个灾一过去呢，法老的心还是很刚硬，不让他们走。
The 9th plague is the plague of darkness. After that, Pharaoh still wouldn't let them go.
所以呢，在下一个新月初升的时候，神就设立那个下面这个月是正月。
So at the new moon, the Lord set this one as the first month.
他就叫每一家在一月初十的时候要选一只无残疾一岁的公羊羔。
He commanded everyone to take one unblemished male lamb on the 10th day of this first month.
每一天要观察调理。
Every day they will observe him.
确定他是没有瑕疵的。
To make sure that there is no blemish.
那在十四日黄昏就把这只羊羔给杀了。
On twilight of the 14th day, they will kill this lamb.
而且把他的血就涂在自己住家的那个门楣跟门框上。
And the blood of the lamb will be put on the doorpost and also the lintel.
那羊肉呢就用火烤。
And the meat will be roasted on fire.
和这个无酵饼跟苦菜一起吃。
They will eat it with the unleavened bread and the bitter herbs.
我听有的人说，这个烤羊的时候，他是把前肢跟头绑在一起，然后后面两只绑在一起。
I heard that when they roast the lamb, they will tie the front legs with the head and then the hind with the back together.
And 他们说在里面，因为要那个把它撑一撑，就里面有一个 cross 形状的一个支架摆在他的身体里面。
And there's a cross shape things put inside of the body.
那然后，但是他们吃的时候，不但是要快快的吃，而且还要穿的整整齐齐，要准备出门了。
Not only have they have to eat it in haste, they also have to dress up, get ready to go.
那么这一天晚上呢，就耶和华就把那个凡是没有血在门上的记号的人家所有的投生的。
On that night, the Lord destroyed all the firstborn, the men and the beasts of those who are not in the house that has the blood on the doorpost.
人或者是牲畜都杀尽，但是只有这个有血的呢就越过去了。
The firstborn man and beast and those who has no blood covering are destroyed, but those who has the blood cover will be passed over.
所以这个叫做逾越节。
That's why it's called the Lord's Passover.
那这个时候呢，叫全埃及都是在那里哀哭惨叫。
At that moment, there's great wailing in Egypt.
因为头生的是非常重要，我想在任何一个文化的环境里面都是非常重要的。
Because the firstborn is very important in many different cultures. Firstborn is always the very important one.
所以法老就连夜催促摩西把以色列人带走。
So in the night, Pharaoh chased Moses and the Israelites out of Egypt.
这个是大概离我们现在有快3500年了。
That happened about 3,500 years ago.
这是第一个逾越节。
That's the very first Passover.
那如果我们再看出埃及记十二章的四十二节。
If you turn to Exodus 12 verse 42.
它这里我们请英文的念就好了。
Verse 42, it is a night to be observed for the Lord, for having brought them out from the land of Egypt. This night is for the Lord, to be observed by all the sons of Israel throughout their generations.
所以今天以色列人仍然在庆祝这个最古老的节气。
So Jewish people today, they are still keeping, observing this festival.
和这个第二个节气就是有七天长的除酵节常常就连在一起。
And following that is the 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
到了主前一两百年的时候，他们就已经有了一套那个传统的规矩了。
About 100 or 200 before Christ, they have this tradition in the Jewish family.
家家户户就在14号之前就开始除酵。
Before the 14th day of that month, they would start getting rid of yeast in the house.
所有的厨房、冰箱、住的地方，甚至衣服口袋也把它翻出来清理。
In the kitchen and everywhere in the house, even in the pocket of your clothes, they will clean it.
把一切带酵的面包或者饼干、各种的产品都把它清干净。
Everything that has yeast in it, the bread or cracker, they would throw them away.
有些人还特别拿到外院去把它堆起来，然后烧掉。
Some of the people will even gather all these and out in the yard and burn them.
来表示这个逾越节开始了。
To it represents the beginning of Passover.
但是今天他们有的时候除掉并没有真的除掉，他们就拿到朋友家里去，等到过完逾越节再把它拿回来。
Now that even though they are getting rid of it, they are not really throwing it away. They would just move it to friends, some friend's house, and then they will bring it back after the festival.
好，我们下面介绍一下这个逾越节，它因为这个晚餐并不是一个像中国人的年夜饭啊，大家吃吃喝喝、说说笑笑就算了。
The dinner of Passover is not like how we celebrate the Lunar New Year, like New Year's Eve. We get together and the whole family to just eat and celebrate.
它是一个像仪式一样的。
It's a very formal ritual.
所以它有一些规定的东西。
They have quite a few rules about it.
那我们来看一下这些他们大概的东西，稍微介绍一下。
These are some of the things.
这个是最重要的了 ，Seder plate 就是那个盘子。
The Seder plate is like the dinner plate. It's the most important plate.
那这里你看见这就是无酵饼。
And there's the unleavened bread.
这个无酵饼，它是看起来是有个一条一条的 stripes 啊。
It seems like there's are stripes on the bread.
而且它是有被戳洞的。
And there are holes poked on it.
对，很有意思哦。那然后这个呢，就是 matzo 的 cover， 就是把这个东西，把这个有三张无酵饼要摆在这个袋子里。
That bag is to keep the three matzah。
那这个叫 haggadah， 就是他们的那个等于说是仪式的书吧，你就照着这个书的次序，告诉你做什么你就做什么。
The haggadah is like a book telling you what's the first step, what's next。
然后就是有酒杯
，and also the wine cup。
一般来讲，大人是喝葡萄酒，小孩就喝葡萄汁。
Usually it's wine for the adult and juice, grape juice for the children.
And 一定要有盐，因为他们要泡盐水。
There must be salt because the salt water is needed.
那我们下一章呢，就讲到这个 Seder plate.
And then we talk about the Seder plate.
这个是 Haroset， 就是看起来，中文好像翻译成什么苹果甜酱啊。
Oh, the halal set is it's like the apple sauce. It's sweet.
就看起来就是像那个他们当年在和泥做砖的那个样子，很像那个。
It reminds them how they used the mud to make brick in Egypt.
那这个是一条 shank bone， 是羊的腿骨。
That's the shank bone of the lamb.
就表示那个献祭。
It reminds them of the sacrificial lamb.
这个呢，大概是horseradish， 一种辛辣的那种菜。
The horseradish is a spicy sauce.
这个 lettuce， 反正就是苦的 lettuce， 用一些 bitter 的 lettuce。
And then some bitter lettuce。
那这个 parsley 呢，是一个代表春天，因为它是绿色。
Parsley represents spring because it's green。
那还有一个 roasted egg， 就是一个煮的蛋吧，还是烤的蛋。它就是表示一个新生，因为他们还要庆祝他们得到了新生。
The toasted egg is a sign of new life.
那么你如果上网看的话，它这个逾越节的这个盘子是各式各样，非常讲究。
If you check online, you will see all kind of different design of Seder plate.
这个是另外一张。
This is another design.
他们东西稍微有一点不一样菜，但是多数就是这六种。
Usually, it includes these six.
那这个就是他们很重要的一个Seder 的这个用过节的一个道具。
This is one of the important plate that's in Passover.
那么逾越节的这个晚餐呢，就按照他们的规定就进行。
And the Passover dinner will go according to the set the custom order.
那这个男主人呢，他的右手安排通常是最年轻的孩子，最小的孩子。
On the right side of the head of the household is usually for the youngest child in the household.
那男主人的左手通常就是贵宾席。
And on his left is for the guest of honor.
但是有的时候呢，他们就故意留一个空位。
Sometimes they will leave that seat empty.
因为他们是为先知以利亚预备的。
They kind of reserve that seat for the prophet Elijah.
等一下我们会谈到这个。
We will talk about that later.
那么晚餐里面呢，有四个杯。
There are four cups in the dinner.
它就是照着出埃及记六章六到七节。
It's according to Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 through 7.
我们中文念一下，英文的就跟着看吧。
We will read in Chinese only. Please follow when you are reading English.
出埃及记六章六到七节。
Exodus 6, 6 and 7.
Okay. 我们找到一起念。所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道，我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。所以你看见他这个四个杯是照着这一段的话来定规的。
The four cups is set according to these passage.
第一个杯呢，就是说表示我要带你们出来。
The first cup saying that I will bring you out.
第二个杯是说我要救你们脱离他们的捆绑。
The second cup is I will deliver you from their bondage.
第三个杯的意思就是说我要救赎你们。
The third one is I will redeem you.
第四个杯的意思就是说我要以你们为我的百姓。
The fourth cup is I will take you for my people.
所以这四个杯是代表这四句话。
So the four cups represent these four sentences.
或者说这四个应许或者四种的欢乐对以色列人来讲。
This is four promises and also four kind of joy.
所以他整个这个逾越节晚餐的中心是以色列人出埃及的故事，还加上对弥赛亚的热烈的期盼。
The center of this Passover dinner is about the history of Exodus and also include their yearning for Messiah.
我 在思想的时候，我就哎呀想到，真是感谢主，因为他在旧约的时候就已经遥指新约。
I'm really praising the Lord that you can see the shadow in Old Testament that's pointing to what to come in the New Testament.
神的话，我最近发现真的是好像用密码写的。
God's word, I discovered it's almost it's really written in code.
你到一个程度就看见一个不同的东西，再过一阵又看见一个不同的东西。
As you follow him, gradually you will discover more and more.
所以我们一辈子就一本圣经，可是看的就越来越不一样。
Even though it's one same Bible, but as you grow, you can see different things.
你看见神的智慧，他用那个字啊，真的就是有他的意思。
You can see God's wisdom, even in one word, he chooses the word with his own wisdom.
他在旧约借着摩西把他的百姓带出埃及的时候，就遥指主耶稣新约，把我们全部带到新造。
When Old Testament time Moses lead his people out of Egypt, it's already pointing that all of us will be led into new creation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢他
，praise him.
那这整个晚餐呢，就是由那个女主人，她就把蜡烛点起来，她背一段祝祷就开始了。
The whole dinner will start when the mother of the house will light the candle, and then he will recite a prayer of blessings.
然后男主人就开始就倒了第一杯酒了。
And then the head of the household will pour the first cup of wine.
然后就背诵一个成圣之祷。
And then they will recite this prayer of sanctification.
就把这一天分别为圣，归给神。
To set this day holy for the Lord.
之后呢，家人呢，就有一个家人呢，就拿来水瓶。还有脸盆，还有毛巾。
And then one of the family will bring out the water, the basin, and also a towel.
全桌的人就洗手，表示一个洁净。
Everybody will wash their hands as a washing to be clean.
我们知道在约翰十三章四到五节，主耶稣不是也有脱了衣服拿个毛巾来洗脚，大概就是发生在那个时候。
In John 13 verses 4 and 5, we talk about Jesus got up and then washed the disciples' feet. That's probably at that moment.
主耶稣就用这个礼仪呢，来表示他使我们得以洁净。
With this ritual, the Lord shows us that He's the one who washes clean.
那洗手以后呢，大家就用不同的苦菜就沾了盐水吃。
After they wash their hands, they will take their bitter herb and dip it in the salt water and eat it.
它这个就是盐水，就是表示那个眼泪啊，就是纪念当年为奴的眼泪跟他们的痛苦。
The salt water represented their tears. It's to remember their suffering and their tears in Egypt.
那桌子上呢，就刚才我们看见有一个布袋，对不对？它装了三张无效饼。
In the bag for matzah, there are three unleavened bread inside.
那主人呢就抽出中间的那一张无效饼，撕成两半。
The head of the household will pick the center one and then tear it in half.
一半就摆回那个袋子里。
Half of it will go back to the bag.
另外一半是用那个餐巾布把它包好，就请人去藏起来。
And the other half he will wrap it in napkin and ask somebody to hide it.
这个时候所有的孩子就要蒙上眼睛，不可以看的。
At that moment, all the children cannot peek.
因为他们以后要去把它找出来。
Because later on they will have to go and find that.
那这个半张饼藏好了以后呢，主人右手不是有个最年轻的孩子吗？他就要背诵他已经练习了很久的四个问题。
After they put away hide that half piece of matzah, and then the youngest child on the right hand side of the head of household, he will ask the four questions that he memorized.
他的主要的题目就是说，今天晚上为什么是一个很特别的晚上
？The main question is why is tonight different than other?
他第一个问题就是说，为什么今天晚上只吃无效饼？
He will ask, why do we have only unleavened bread tonight?
那今天晚上为什么只吃苦菜？
Why do we have only the bitter herb?
平常我们不需要沾盐水，今天晚上为什么还要沾两次盐水？
Why do we have to dip it in the salt water twice?
平常吃呢，可以坐着吃，也可以躺着吃，今天为什么一定要躺着吃？
Usually, when they have dinner, they could sit or they could recline, but why do we have to recline today?
所以他这个也是实行，如果你愿意的话，你可以去看出埃及记十二章二十六节。
If you go to Exodus 12:26, you can see that's why they practice this.
因为那里说，你们的儿女问你们说，行这礼是什么意思？
Because on the Bible it says, and when your children say to you, what does this rite mean to you?
所以在整个逾越节晚餐里面，他们就安排一个最年轻的孩子来问这四个问题。
That's why they plan for this youngest child to ask these questions.
那常常呢，这个孩子呢，是靠在那个。因为他坐在他右边 ，suppose 躺在他右边，所以是靠在主人的身上来发这个问题。
Because this child is on the right side of the master, he would recline on the father, usually the father of the house, to ask these questions.
有的时候孩子很幼小，很害羞，他就好像这样比较安全一些。
Because usually the youngest one is kind of shy, and this reclining gives them some kind of sense of security.
也许就在这个时候就也讲明了，你记得主耶稣的最后晚餐不是约翰就侧身就靠在主耶稣怀里，可能就是这样。
Do you remember the Last Supper? John is the one who reclined against the Lord's bosom.
所以我们有晓得约翰就是他们。门徒里面最年轻的。
So we can see that John is the youngest one.
因为他被安排坐在耶稣的右边。
Because he was set on in that seat, on the right side of Jesus.
而且按照他们逾越节的礼仪，他那天就是问这四个问题的人。
And according to their custom, he's the one who asked the question.
那么他们在这个之后呢，就唱。诗篇113篇和114篇。
After this, they will sing Psalm 113 and 114.
诗篇的113到118是他们讲一个 Hallel, 就是赞美的诗篇。
Psalm 113 through 118 are songs of praise.
那他们现在就只唱113跟114两篇。
At this moment, they will sing 113 and 114.
然后喝第二杯酒。
And then they will take the second cup of wine.
然后主人就开始回答这四个问题。
And then the master will start answering all the questions.
那在这个讲的时候呢，他就把整个从亚伯拉罕在乌尔蒙召开始，一直到西乃山颁布诫命为止，就很长的故事就讲出来了。
He will start telling the long story of how Abraham was called from out of Ur, and then all the way through when Moses was on top of the Mount Sinai, and the Lord gave him all the Ten Commandments.
他一面讲的时候，一面就把桌上像我们刚才那，他就一有代表性的事物，他就一一的解释。
As he talk about this history, he will explain the meaning of the each item on the table.
而且我们记得的话，出来的时候不是有十灾吗？
Do you remember there were 10 plagues?
所以每次提到一个灾的时候呢，他们就倒出一点酒。
When they mention one plague, they will pour out some of the wine.
就表示这个为埃及人的受苦表同情。
It seems like they are sympathizing the Egyptians.
下面就又第二次的洗手礼。
And then there are the second time of washing.
然后就把那个刚才那个无酵饼不是有半张，中间半张抽出来，但是还有剩下上面跟剩下中间的那半张。
And then at this moment they would pick the top masa and the half one underneath. They would take this out.
他们就沾着特制的这个刚才那个苹果的甜酱，还有那个 horseradish， 中文好像是什么憨菜根酱，蘸着这个酱吃。
And then they will dip the bread in the halasset and also the horseradish.
又甜又苦。
It's bitter and sweet.
他就纪念苦难中神甜美的救赎。
It's to remember God's sweet salvation in their sufferings.
那按照这个传统的规矩，这个时候呢，主人沾了第一块饼，就要给左手的贵宾。
According to their custom, the head of the household will take the first piece of bread to the guest of honor on his left.
然后再传给其他人，再给其他人。
And then he will also give a piece to others.
那我们看一下约翰十三章二十一到二十七节。
If we turn to John chapter 13, verses 21 through 27.
我们请英文念，中文就跟着看。约翰十三章二十一到二十七。
John 13, 21 through 27, we will read in English only. If you read in Chinese, please just follow. 21, when Jesus had said this, he became troubled in spirit and testified and said, Truly, truly, I say to you that one of you will betray me. The disciples began looking at one another at a loss of to know of which one he was speaking. There was reclining on Jesus' bosom the one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. So Simon Peter gestured to him and said to him, "Tell us who it is of whom he is speaking." He leaned back thus on Jesus' bosom, said to him, "Lord, who is this?" Jesus then answered, "That is the one for whom I shall dip the morsel and give it to him." So when he had dipped the morsel, he took and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. After the morsel, Satan then entered into him. Therefore, Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly."
Okay, 所以这个事情大概就是发生在这个时刻。
And that probably happened at this moment of the Passover dinner.
因为主耶稣先给了犹大, 所以你看见可能犹大那天晚上是做贵宾席的。
Because Judas received it first, probably he was the one on the seat of guest of honor.
我想这个都让我们大家大吃一惊。
That probably surprised all of us.
因为我们不会把要卖我们的人当做贵宾。
Because we will not treat the one who is going to betray us as the guest of honor. Because our thinking is of the old creation. But the Lord is of the new creation. There's a big difference.
但是不管怎么样,
so he gave the piece of bread to Judas.
然后再给了别人,
and then he gave a piece to everybody.
所以你们看见他 这个这边门徒问的问题还是没有答案，因为每个人都最后都受了饼。
So that's why you see the disciples, they didn't get it because everybody got a piece of the bread.
所以他们还是不知道是谁会出卖耶稣。
So they still don't know who's the one who will betray Jesus.
那么这些就是正餐的一些礼仪。
These are some of the ritual during the dinner.
所以我们看见犹大那天晚上到了这个时候，他就出去了，他没有吃那个逾越节的正餐。
We remember at that moment Judas left the feast and he didn't finish the dinner.
下面就讲了正餐的时候呢，今天他们的正餐就非常的丰富了。
When we talk about the main course, it's today there is very abundant.
不像当年只有烤羊肉、无酵饼跟苦菜。
Not like the first Passover, there were only lamb and then bitter herb and unleavened bread.
但是因为他们已经没有圣殿了，免得跟圣殿的祭混淆，他们就绝对不用羊肉。
Because there is no temple for them to sacrifice right now, so they are not using the lamb. Right now, they only serve chicken or turkey.
那么吃了饭以后呢，孩子就四处寻找那个藏起来的半张饼。
After the meal, the children will start looking for the half piece of matzah.
找到以后呢，这个孩子就得了一个奖赏。
After one of the child found it, he will be rewarded.
而且按照拉比的教训，每个人都要吃一点，因为这个半张饼就代表当年的这个献祭的羊。
And then according to the teaching of the rabbi, everybody will take a piece from that half a piece of matzah.
但是很多人就把它当做 dessert 现在。
Because that is to remind them of the lamb that was sacrificed, but now they just treat it as a dessert.
那么下面就是第三杯酒的时候。
And then it's time for the third cup.
那我们看一下马可福音十四章。Please
turn to Mark chapter 14.
我们可以中文念一下，22到25节。We
will read in Chinese verses 22 to 25.
马可十四，22到25。Mark
14:22 to 25.
我们一起念。他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝了福，就拨开递给他们说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们，他们都喝了。 耶稣说：“这是我立约的血，为多人流出来的。我实在告诉你们，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在神的国里喝新的那日子。”这里就讲到这个第三杯酒的时候，主就设立了他圣餐。
It's at this third cup that the Lord established the supper.
因为这一个，因为这个第三杯它的名字是什么？它的代表的意思是什么？还记不记得
？Remember the third cup represents the meaning of.
这救赎之杯。
It's the cup of redemption.
就是我要救赎你们。
The Lord said, "I will redeem you."
所以耶稣就借着这个，因为他是实体嘛，旧约这个故事到他这里就成就了，他就。借此就宣告什么新约的开始了。
Because he is the Lord Jesus, he is the reality, and the story in the Old Testament is going to fulfill here. So the Lord is proclaiming the redemption here, the New Testament.
所以有的时候虽然我会想说，哦，当年看见亲眼看见主耶稣的门徒很好命啊，但是我觉得我们在新约这个里面一样的好命。
Even though when I think of the 12 the disciples at that time, they could see Jesus face to face. They are so blessed. But now we are all in this new covenant. We are also blessed.
他在这里讲旧约是就是代罪的羔羊啊，代赎赎罪代死的羔羊。
In the Old Testament time, there is this sacrificial lamb.
但是他自己呢是神的羔羊。
But Lord Jesus, He is the Lamb of God.
他流血赎罪。
He bled to redeem us,
而且设立新约
and he set this new covenant.
那让我们不至灭亡，我们反得永生，因为我们进了新造了。
That we will not perish, but will have eternal life because we are in this new creation.
整个我们在介绍的时候讲这个新造，这个新的人，这个属天的世界，这个 eternal life， 你可以翻成来生或者永世啊，都开始了。
When all the new creation, the eternal life, and everything starts here.
感谢主啊！如果我想你自己可以去看《马拉基书》，有讲说四章五节说：“看哪、啊，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。”
Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 says, "Behold, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord."
所以，因为他们整个的晚宴不但是纪念他们被救的故事，而且要等候弥赛亚的来临，所以在第三杯酒喝完呢，就找一个孩子去把前门开了。
Because of the dinner is not just to remember the history of Exodus, they're also expressing their yearning for Messiah. So after this third cup, they will send a child to open the front door.
他希望这个以利亚就从外面进来了，来宣告弥赛亚的来临。
It shows that they are hoping for the prophet Elijah to come to proclaim the coming of the Lord.
啊，他们到现在还在那里等。
Right now they are still waiting.
但是我们知道主已经来了啊。
But we know the Lord has come.
那么下面就是喝第四杯酒的时候。
And then it's time for the fourth cup.
但是你看见，我想我们都，你如果读过一下圣经，都知道马太二十六章二十九，还有马可十四章二十五节。
From the scripture in Matthew 26:29 and also Mark 14:25.
你看见主耶稣就拒绝喝那第四杯酒。
You can see the Lord refused to drink the fourth cup.
因为那第四杯酒是什么意思呢
？What does the fourth cup mean?
因为他的意思是我要以你们为我的百姓。
The fourth cup is saying I will make you my people.
那个时候，因为以色列家没有接受他。
Because at that time the house of Israel they did not receive the Lord.
他没有办法真的把他们当做他的百姓。
He cannot consider them his own people at that time.
所以他的喜乐还不满足，所以他说：“从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁。”
His joy is not complete at that time. That's why he said, "I will not drink this fruit of wine with you."
一直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。
Until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
这就讲到神整个的救赎。你看，从开始就讲得很清楚，是一个长长的过程。
You can see the progress of the Redemption, this salvation is a long process.
那到这个时候呢，大家就唱诗篇。我们刚才讲那个赞美的诗篇，他们就继续唱115篇到118篇。
At this point, they will continue to sing the song of praise, from Psalm 115 through 118.
这样子就结束整个逾越节的宴席了。
And that will close the whole feast.
所以有的时候他们这个会拖得很晚很晚。
So sometimes the dinner will last for a long time.
这个时候我们看马太二十六章三十节的话，他们就说，他们唱了这个诗， 主耶稣那时候就带着门徒就往橄榄山去。
Matthew 26:30 says, at that time, Jesus was with them. After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
所以你知道当年主耶稣也唱了这些诗篇。
So you know the Lord, our Lord Jesus sang those praises.
我们来看一下118篇，诗篇118篇22到24节。
Please turn to Psalm 118:22-24.
我们看一下他们在唱的是什么。
Let's see what they sang.
有一段啊，是我们用，也是请英文念吧。
We will just read in English.
中文的就跟着看。
Psalm 118:22-24. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
所以你看见，其他的人其实都不知道，他们就是照着他们的规矩这样唱。
You see, at that time, they don't really know the true meaning of this. They were just doing the ritual.
但是主耶稣知道。
But our Lord Jesus, He knows.
他就是匠人所弃的石头。
He is the cornerstone. He is the stone that was rejected.
但是他会成为房角的头块石头。
But He has become the chief cornerstone.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
This is the day the Lord has made.
他上十字架是耶和华所定的日子。
The day for him to walk on the cross is the day the Lord has made.
他在其中，他高兴欢喜。
He's rejoicing in this day.
你看，这是新造。
That's the new creation.
这不是旧造。
This is not the old.
感谢赞美主，我们今天都有份啊。
Yeah, we're all part of it.
今天逾越节最后他们讲一句话，就是说明年在耶路撒冷。
At the end of the dinner, they will say next year in Jerusalem.
因为他们的心都挂着耶路撒冷。
Because their heart is still on Jerusalem.
但是有的人已经住在耶路撒冷了，他就说明年在重建的耶路撒冷。
For those who is already living in Jerusalem, they will say next year in the rebuilt Jerusalem.
这个规矩是当年主耶稣的时候没有的。
This is something that is not there when our Lord Jesus was on earth.
还有另外一个那个时候也没有的一个规矩，就是刚才我们讲的藏起来的那个半张饼。
Also, another thing that does not exist at that time is the half matzah that was hidden.
那个叫做 afikoman, 就是有个特别的名字。
That piece of matzah is called afikoman.
因为我们知道在西元七十年圣殿被毁了。
We know in 70 AD the temple was destroyed.
那个他们圣殿的献祭的礼就没有办法再做了。
And there were no more sacrifices in the temple.
但是他们还要保持这个逾越节。
But they still want to keep and observe the Passover.
那没有祭牲这个羊怎么办呢？
And since there is no the sacrificial lamb,
他们就借用当时犹太人已经在犹太基督徒的一个做法。
So they are copying some Jewish Christian what they were doing.
因为基督徒在主耶稣死了以后，他们就不再就是说吃羊肉了。
For the because of the Christian after Jesus died, they no longer eat the lamb, the roasted lamb.
他们过一个没有祭牲的逾越节，因为主耶稣已经是这个真正的祭牲。
And there were no more lamb in their Passover because our Lord Jesus, He is the real lamb.
所以他们用这个半张饼来纪念主耶稣那个真正的羔羊。
So with this half piece of matzah, they remember Jesus as the true Lamb of God.
所以我们刚才讲的那个过程啊，他就把那个中间的，就是因为那个时候他们就想说三张就是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
There were three matzah in the back, considered as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他就把中间那张掰开，因为就是圣子。
And they will break the middle one, the Son.
表示死亡。
The breaking represents the death.
然后用餐巾把它包好。
And then it will be wrapped in a napkin.
就表示主耶稣的尸体被细麻布包起来。
Representing Jesus' body was wrapped in the linen.
然后又把它藏起来。
And then that piece was hidden.
就表示被埋葬了。
It represents the burial.
然后饭后又请孩子们把他们找出来。
And then afterward, one of the child will find it.
就表示他复活了。
It represents the resurrection.
那这个 afikoman 这个字呢，是全礼仪中唯一的希腊文。
The word afikoman is the only Greek word in the ritual.
它的意思是我来了。
It means I came.
那所以这个东西啊很有意思。早先最小的那个孩子问今天为什么和其他的晚上不同呢？
At the beginning, one of the youngest child will ask, why is tonight different from other nights?
所以这个半张饼呢就好像见证说我来了，所以不同。
And this piece of afikoman represents that it's like a testimony saying that I came, that's why it's different.
因为他来把世人把我们所有的人从罪和旧造里面救出来了。
Because he came, he delivered us from sin and from the old creation.
但是他们圣殿的这些祭司他们因为不太清楚基督徒到底在做什么，他们就照着他们已经在做，因为很多人在做，所以他们就照着这么做。
The priests at that time, they don't quite understand why the Jewish Christian, they do this, but they just follow their, what they're doing.
那他们讲的三张饼有不同的讲法，所以也跟他们不一样，不是圣父、圣子、圣。
So when they talk about the three pieces of matzah, they have, they found some different meaning.
有的说是三个先祖，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Some will say this is their three, four forefathers.
有的人说是因为他们有三种人，就是祭司、这个利未人，然后还有一般的百姓。
Some will say this represent the priests, the Levites, and the regular people.
但是他们没有办法解释为什么要把中间那张拿出来撕一半。
But they cannot explain why they have to pick, they have to tear the middle one apart.
所以你看见好像冥冥之中神的手还掌管那个逾越节的典礼，他们都不知道怎么回事。
You see how the Lord is really sovereign over every ritual.
我们感谢赞美神。那么从我们基督徒属灵的生命来看的话，
When we look at our spiritual growth as Christians,
我们跟神中间的历史就是开始在接受主耶稣为代罪羔羊的那一天。
Our relationship start with the Lord start the day that we receive Jesus as the Lamb of God.
那个就是他叫我们来的第一个约会。
That's the first appointed time the Lord calls us to.
那之前的年日，不管你几岁，活了多少日子，好像对神来讲就只有十三天。
Before you come to this point, no matter how long you've lived, it's only like 13 days before the Lord.
所以第一个约会是逾越节。
So the first appointed time is the Passover.
那我们晓得这个除酵，酵就是代表罪。
And we know yeast is it represents sin.
所以我们必须要承认自己的罪。
We have to confess our sin.
而且要借着接受主耶稣的救赎。在他的面前就得到了这个因信称义的福气。
And we have to confess our sin and receive the salvation, then we will be justified.
那这个时候我们就看见我们刚才最早读的时候我请大家 pay attention 就是英文的第三节和第五节。
If you remember in Exodus chapter 12 verse 3, it mentioned about the lamb.
Yeah.他那个十二章三节讲这个每一家要取一只羊就是 a lamb 这中文没有看不见但是英文就有了
In verse 3 it says to take a lamb
但是他就是要观察条理对不对但是到了第五节
And in verse 5
中文也是没有的、
You cannot really see it in Chinese
英文就开始就说 your lamb
But then from verse 5 on, you can see the lamb become your lamb.
就是你的羊了就不是一只羊而是你的羊了
It's not just any other lamb, but it's your lamb.
这个也不是你父亲的羊也不是你母亲的羊是你自己的羊了
It's not your father's or your mother's lamb, but it's your own.
所以这个我们必须要有一个亲自亲身跟主的关系
We have to have this personal relationship with the Lord.
然后我们才可以借着主为我们赎罪，我们就开始走这条新造的路。
And then in this redemption, we can start walking on this new and living way.
这个起点非常的重要。
This beginning is very important.
所以呢，这个旧约，如果你错过了一月十四号，也许有在外面或者是有什么事情发生。
For those in the Old Testament time, if they miss the 14th day of the first month, either they are being away from home, or something has hindered them.
那还可以在二月十四号补。
They can also still observe that on the second, on the 14th day of the second month.
这个是其他六个节都没有的规矩。
For all the other six feasts, there is no such thing.
只有这个开始的节
Only for Passover.
所以我们要 知道这个是起点，有了这个才有其他的。
This is the beginning. Without the Passover, there is no other feast.
那么这个逾越节还有一个很重要的一点。
The Passover also has a very important meaning.
你会发现它规定没有受割礼的男丁是不可以参加这个逾越节的宴席的。
And you can see that the male who is not circumcised, he cannot participate in this dinner.
我想这个节讲得很清楚了，就是如果我们不愿意背起自己的十字架来跟随主的话，我们就好像还没有到逾越节一样。
It tells us that if we are not willing to carry our cross to follow the Lord, it seems that we are not at the Passover yet.
所以不是说我们愿意说哦我接受你，而是我们天天实际上要向自己死。
So it's not just like receiving the salvation willingly, but we still need to die to ourselves willingly.
所以借着他的代死，我们就从死亡败坏这个自然的这个黑暗的权势奴役下就得了释放了。
Because he has died for us that we can be set free from the bondage of sin and darkness.
就进到神属天永恒的国度了。
Then we could enter this eternal kingdom of the Lord.
以后几个节就慢慢就会不但是因信称义，而且成圣得荣耀。
And then following that, we can be justified and glorified.
Sanctified
and glorified.
然后你就发现你就是神把你造成一个成熟的新人。
And then the Lord will grow you into this mature new creation.
这个逾越节在旧约所有的节都是影儿。
Everything, the Passover, all the other feasts, is a shadow in the Old Testament.
但是新约也是从主的救赎开始。
The New Testament time also starts from the Lord's salvation.
然后我们一个节一个节的进入。
And then we could enter into each feast.
这个因为实体来了。
Because the reality has come.
你就看见这个从这个四个杯里面就看见神完全救赎的计划。
In these four cups, you can see the complete salvation of the Lord.
真是你看。有时候看旧约的时候，你就很赞叹神的这个仔细、很仔细的计划。
When we see this, we are marvelled by the detailed plan of the Lord.
那么旧造跟新造最大的不同，我自己的感觉就是第一个人亚当。
The difference between the old creation and the new creation, to me, I can see the first person, Adam.
他是自己要做神。
He wants to be his own God.
他自己用他的心思来判断。
He wants to judge himself.
我觉得这样对，那样错。
He thinks that this is right and that is wrong.
这个好，那个不好。
This is good and the other one is not.
但是新造第一个人主耶稣。
But the new man, the new creation, the first person is Jesus.
他尊神为神，全心的顺服。
He honored God as God and he obeyed completely.
他虽然在客西马尼园，因为全部的罪都要压在他身上，这么痛苦。
Even though when he prayed in Gethsemane, when all the sins fell upon him, he was in great suffering.
而且他要与他从来没有分开的父要分开一阵。
And for a period of time, he will be separated from the father he has never been away from.
他受非常里面非常大的压力。
He was in this great agony.
他流汗像流血一样。
And he sweat like blood.
但是他仍然说，你要我这么做，我就这么做。
But he still say, may your will be done.
他没有说这个不好。
He didn't say, this is not good for me.
另外找一个方法。
Can you find some other way?
没有，他没有想这样子。
He didn't say that.
所以这个就是新造最大的不同。
That's the great difference for the new creation.
神说这个对，他就说这个对。
When God said this is right, he will consider it right.
神说那个不对，他就说那个不对。
When God said that is no good, he will say that is no good.
神说这个好，他就说这个好。
God said this is good, then it is good for him.
神说那个不好，他就说不好。
When God said that is not good, then it is not good for him.
是完全顺服的。
It's a complete obedience.
他成就，为了成就神自己的计划，他可以受许多的苦。
Because he wants to accomplish what the Lord has, what God has planned, he can suffer much.
最后，他牺牲他自己的性命，经过我们刚才讲的那两种痛苦，他都在所不惜。
After all his suffering, he even with the two that we just mentioned, he did not withhold himself.
主耶稣他至死顺服的结果呢，就为我们打开了去新造的门。
His obedience to death opened this way to the new creation for us.
这个另外一个天地就向我们开启了。
Another heaven and earth opened to us.
这个是因为他是第一个人。
Because he is the first man.
他是新人。
He is the new man.
我们在主耶稣里，我们就在新人的里面。
When we are in Christ Jesus, we are in this new man.
这何等荣耀。
How glorious this is.
在你我的生命里面，你有没有到一个地方，你突然觉得，哎呀，我基督徒的生活跟以前基督徒的生活不一样了。
In your life, have you experienced this at this point that you think that my life as a Christian is different from the past?
好像一个属天的境界，一个世界向我开启了。
It seems that a heavenly realm has opened to you.
我们有一个开敞开的天。
We have an open sky, open heaven.
Open heaven, 真是非常美。
That's a very beautiful thing.
这个就是要我们天天背十字架顺服主。
And that requires us to carry our cross to obey and follow him every day.
住在主里。
To dwell in him.
不以自己为是。
And do not consider ourselves as right.
就是不自义。
That means no self-righteousness.
自己不做王。
We don't be our own king.
刚才的诗歌说人子坐在宝座上。
The song we just sang that says the Son of Man is on the throne.
这是很荣耀的事，是人子，不是神啊。
That's a very glorious thought because it's the Son of Man, not just God.
神本来就坐在宝座上。
God is on the throne.
但是他今天叫你我也坐在宝座上。
But today,
在人子。
But today he's calling us, Son of Man, to sit on the throne with him.
不要错过。
Do not miss that.
那么我们如果你都还没有踩出这第一步的话呢，我希望你考虑。
If you haven't started even the first step, I really pray that you will consider it.
如果我们中间已经开始走在这个新造的路上
，If you have already started this journey on in the new creation,
我们要朝着我们的目标直跑。
We will press on toward the goal.
不要再把自己当做神做一切的决定的这个依归。
Do not put yourself as the God, and then do not just make your own decision.
我总是觉得这个 Antichrist 这个敌基督就是自己，就是表示我们的自己。
I think sometimes the Antichrist is our old self that is still in us.
我们自己就是我们自己最大的偶像。
We become the worst idol to ourselves.
你看那个电视上每天大家都在辩论。
You see on TV, everybody's been debating every day.
都是自己对。
Always saying that I am right and you are wrong.
所以那个你就看见这个就是自己。
You see, that's all the old self.
我想我们的路跟世人的路非常不一样。
I think our journey should be different from the world.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.